Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this. Welcome back to the Soul Tribe Podcast, everyone. Today, it's a solo episode with me, Lorena. And I went back and forth on a couple of topics that I could talk about. And I was really compelled the other day when I was in class, in family constellation class, to really focus on health and, I guess you can say, disease, illness, just lack of health, however you want to call it, and how the family constellations sees this aspect, right? This is going to be like a part one because I can't talk about everything in one, and I just want to give like an intro to what I understand and what I'm also seeing through the Akashic Records. But I've talked about this in the community, in the Patreon, but also on here, and I've said it and I'll keep saying it, and I believe this because I've seen this through the records. I can see everything in an energetic sense. And that any symptom, anything that shows up in our body is telling us something. There's something energetic around it. And what I'm understanding more and more, and what I'm connecting more and more energetically with, is that there's something unresolved, something that we need to heal. And we can't really cure anything or rid ourselves of something, a disease or an illness or our lack of health, if we don't first heal, right? We heal all of it, right? We heal the past, present, and future. And that shows up in our physical body. So if there's something, and I'll go a little bit deeper into some of the cellular memory stuff, it's going to be very basic. And I'll try my best in these episodes with what I'm learning to translate that to you. So when our body presents symptoms, and it could be anything, and I'm talking like it could be chronic things, it can be, I'll use my example later, but I just kind of want to go into it generally right now. Some type of illness or disease. I mean, it can stem from gut issues, IBS, to eczema, allergies, to cancer, to a heart attack, right? And what really illness is asking us to really, it's bringing us back to life because there's a part of us that isn't fully present or living. Illness will show up when there's something we are not facing, right? So many times it can be something of our own because that is valid. It could be something that we are truly experiencing or experienced or going through. Or it could be something generational. It could be something in the family system. I'll be going a lot into that today. So everything, we know that everything is energy, right? Everything is energy. We are energy. We are vibration. And energy is also duality because there's a positive and negative pole or side to things. And our energy field is part of a bigger energy field, right? It's all connected. We know that. We are all connected. We've talked about this on the podcast many times. So we are part of that duality and that polarity when we talk about atoms and the creation and, you know, I'm not going to go into all that because I don't really know it all, like, technically speaking. I understand it in an energetic sense. But that polarity is always looking for balance. It's always looking to compensate and for those opposites to kind of always come back to balance. It all needs to be in equilibrium, or however you want to call it, in balance. So we know that energy, vibration, it's all around us. We are energy. And when something's off, like, for example, a symptom shows up in our body, there's something that is not balanced. We also know, because I talked about past, present, and future. In the spiritual sense, time doesn't really exist in the same way in the 3D sense, right? Where it's today, tomorrow. In the spiritual sense, the timelines can all converge. It can all be one. So what we're experiencing today could be something that's actually from the past or the future. I know that sounds really crazy, but doesn't really exist in the sense of, in the spiritual sense, timelines converge and they all exist at the same time. But in the incarnation sense, when our soul chooses to incarnate, when our soul says, I'm coming here in this body with these lessons, with these things that I need to look at, it comes in a specific timeline. It has to come in a specific timeline because it will bring us what we need that way. So there's also an order to that. So when we talk about family constellations, and I've done episodes on this, I've talked a lot about this in the community, right? But in the incarnation sense, there is an order and a hierarchy in the family system, which is really, really, really important. It's something that really says a lot, and that needs to be respected. The timeline that we are conceived in links us to life. So the moment that we are conceived in the 3D sense, it's when we come to life. The minute we're born, we take that breath, right? But in family constellations, the Akashic Records, or the Akashic Records for that matter, right? Healing always comes. So we have life, right? We have life, but there's also healing that we need to do in the soul sense, but in the physical sense. So all movements and healing in the family constellations are based on the soul and the energy that we're talking about, the polarity and the family system and our own soul lessons. It all kind of converges. It's all one. But we have to think about timelines a little bit here because it will coincide with a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about later with order. And more than order, I would say balance, right? So in the family system sense, there's a few systemic laws, which are compensation or balance, the order and the hierarchy. So there's always an order that we come in. So I'm either the oldest, the youngest. I'm the... Sandy's right here. She's snoring. There's always an order. So our parents come first. Then as children, we come after, and we might have a brother or sister or other family members that come before or after us. It depends, right? But that is something that needs to be respected. And the hierarchy also, if my order is the daughter, or I am, you know, if I would have children, it'd be I'm the mother and they are my children. We can't change that, right? That's something that's ingrained into our soul and into the position that we obviously come into, in the sense of the order that we come in, the timeline. So when we talk about healing, because earlier I said we can't cure anything, or it needs to come from actual healing. Yes, we can go see a doctor, and I'll go into that a little bit later. When we talk about healing, we're talking about integration, bringing that duality into balance. There's acceptance, and hopefully from there, a reconciliation. So obviously we know from the Akashic Records and from many times we've talked about this on the podcast with Lou, our soul is here to learn sometimes really big lessons and embrace life. This is part of why we're here. This is what our soul chose, to embrace life. And there's a part of us that could be conscious or unconsciously rejecting life. And that creates illness. So illness, or disease, or lack of health, however you want to call it, is helping us come back to ourselves. But more importantly, and I'm obviously giving it this angle of family constellations and understanding things from the family constellation sense, ancestral sense as well. It's helping us come back to ourselves, but more importantly, heal something in our family system, which will show up in our body. So it's guiding us to really heal something that could be much bigger than just us and the symptom that we have in our body, to truly heal, to bring things to our conscious, and to truly look at what we need to with love, compassion, and open arms. So it's like, it's a process, right? I always say to people, there's no end game this is a journey that we're on. And a lot of times we will be going through different things and different layers of things through life. But what is very clear here, and what I've understood at a really deep level, is that our family system is always in that, we're talking about the duality of polarity. It's always trying to compensate, come back to balance. So if there's something that's off, it can be because of something with our mom or our dad or another family member. It doesn't have to be our mom or our dad. It could be an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent. It can go generations back. The system is constantly trying to bring awareness to that. And it can come up in so many ways. Health or lack of health is a really big one. Symptoms, right? And I've talked about this many times where symptoms in our body is like something, it's screaming at us. There's something that we need to look at that we're not, that we're ignoring. And a lot of times you can pinpoint it. Sometimes not. Sometimes it can be so unconscious and ingrained in something from generations back that we're like, I'm not sure why this is happening to me. I don't understand it. And I'm all for Western medicine, right? There's a place for that and for everything else that's more spiritual. I love Western medicine, and I think it can take us so far. If it can take us really far, right? It can really give us what we need, and it can save our lives. But if there's all of these unconscious, unhealed layers, it can only take us so far, right? We have to actually do the healing. It's bringing us to come back to life, to look at something. And I see this all the time, right? Like I see this all the time with clients, in readings, with friends, acquaintances, people I just randomly talk to. And a lot of people are just looking for like a magic pill, right? And I think there is some space that maybe we do find relief for a while. For a lot of people, no, it could be something chronic they've been going through their whole lives. And I mean, these could be just something even like mental illness, mental disease. It could be depression. It could be, you know, so many things in the mental health side, right? And it really is asking us to do deep healing. The symptoms aren't just coming up in our body for no reason. There is always something bigger underneath it. It is literally, our bodies will scream to us to look at something. And I do think and I do feel that genetics can play a huge part in our own body's weaknesses, and all that can play a part in us getting, you know, for me, you know, I can get more sore throats or this or that. But I also know, like, if I don't speak, if I don't communicate it, if I don't connect with my emotions, that's where it'll usually feel. There's other things that come up, and I'll talk about it in a little bit. But I truly believe that our body has the capacity to heal. And it has everything within itself to heal itself. But if there's a symptom, it's something, it's like we need to open our eyes and our hearts and say, okay, there's my body speaking to me. What is it trying to tell me? And sometimes we can't figure that out on our own. I mean, that's the reality. I've had to seek out help through family constellations or readings or other healers, right? And my example, like I was saying before, is, you know, I've talked about this a lot, and a lot of people actually reached out to me about this because it was something they were also going through. The example of my chronic hives, well, I'll say chronic because they felt chronic at the time. It went on for almost a year and a half, and it showed up quite a few times previous to that, a few years ago. But to make a long story short, I was contacted by a friend of a friend who advised me and told me that our mutual friend had passed. She had been diagnosed with cancer for a few years, and it was a really, really long battle. And I wasn't in a place where I could really express those emotions, so I kind of just held them in. And I kind of, it was like a mental realization, but also a bodily realization. I was like, I can't deal with this right now. Like, I just can't. I was around a lot of people. It wasn't a moment to be able to deal with that. So I just gave myself, okay, right now I can't deal with this. I will deal with it when I can. But my body was like, uh-uh, heck no. And the The next day, my body started breaking out in hives, and my lip would swell, my eyes would swell, my cheek would swell. This went on for over a year and a half. And I knew deep down, I knew it was repressed emotions, because this had shown up in very big moments of my life that I wasn't dealing with my emotions. The physical symptoms were telling me, connect to your emotions, let them out, don't hold them in, and deal with it. But it's like once they were stored, once they were repressed, I couldn't get them out. They were like stuck in my body. And that went on for over a year and a half until I ended up constellating a year and a half later. And literally the whole hour session was like, I was bawling, I was crying. And they didn't go away right away, because right, nothing's a magic pill. I had to do my work outside of that and process those emotions outside of that session. But did it help? Yes. It helped a lot. And it really made me realize the previous times that had come up in my body, how I kind of linked it to things I was going through, big changes, big moments of just repressed emotions overall, right? So this is just an example, right? And other things have shown up. I've talked about the example of how I had this chronic pain in my hip for over almost like 2 years, and I went to constellate it. That was like the last resource. I relied on all Western medicine. I got MRI, I got scans, I did physio, I stopped exercising because it was that painful. And then I realized I'm holding on to this unconscious grief and pain that my mom had went through for losing her brother, my uncle. And I was able to deal with it in that session. And it went away. That was pretty immediate. So it depends on what we're dealing with, right? But in family constellations, illness can many times show us. And this is just something that I kind of connected with the other day, and I understand at a deeper level. And I thought this was interesting to share here, that many times it can show something that was excluded. Somebody, something that wasn't looked at. And that many times could be an immediate family member or ancestors. And I think many times if we start looking and going deeper and understanding, there's a need to heal that. Because what this family system tries to do is, like I was saying, it's constantly trying to compensate and bring things back into order, for things to be balanced. And if somebody's excluded or somebody's pushed out, and this could be because they left or because they were ridiculed or they weren't accepted or they were... I mean, there's many reasons that this could happen. It depends. Everything's in context, right? Then the family system will bring that up physically in some way. It will come up in somebody in some way, always. And also, I'm not sure if it was here that I talked about this, but I find this fascinating, this aspect of it. A lot of times, these illnesses can come from... I mean, we have to think about love, right? We have to think about our family. There's this, like, blind love, this unconscious loyal ties to our family, because we have to remember, like, we have to think about, like, we are humans, right? We're obviously a soul incarnated in a human body. We have to think about the more the more basic side of it, right? It's when we were nomads, when we had our family, our tribes, our survival basically depended on not being excluded. We needed to be included. We need to be integrated. We need to be a part of something. Otherwise, if we were on our own, we would not survive. It is the same way with this and our family. Obviously, it's not the same thing in the sense of survival. But yes, as children, as babies, if we're pushed away, we depend on our mom 100%. If our mom pushes us away, we don't get food. We don't get the love, the attention, the warmth. We will die. So it is something so, so basic that continues throughout our entire lifetime. It's something that if at any point we felt excluded, it might not be that we're going to pass or die, but it means that there's something that we need to heal. And there's a lot of us that have such deep, loyal, unconscious ties. Look at this example I just gave you of the pain. I mean, I physically saw my mom in pain, grieving the loss of her brother. He was only 32. that I felt so much of her pain and I wanted to help her unconsciously that I took on some form of physical pain for her. That was a very basic thing, right? But some people will do it with cancer. Some people will do it with just for example, a lot of times if we see this a lot in more advanced age, I feel at least this is what I see repeated. It's a couple that's been married for many, many years and the woman's husband dies and shortly after that person dies too because they've died, I die with them. But then the family a lot of times will compensate that. So as one person passes, all of a sudden somebody's born into the family not too long after. It's always looking for compensation, right? So we will unconsciously die for those that we love without even realizing we're doing it. Or we'll get sick because the other person's sick or because somebody else suffered. I will also suffer unconsciously. And a lot of times this pain could just be unresolved grief, trauma that we take on for others. And obviously I'm speaking in very, very general terms today because we can get into specifics. If there's anything specific you guys want me to talk about, you let me know. Cellular memory, I think, is really interesting. We've done a whole episode on cellular memory, and this is a really fascinating topic. And when we're born into obviously a family system. We have ancestors. We have a whole, we can talk about bloodlines. But we come in with this cellular memory attached to the system. We're not conscious of it, right? We're not aware of it, but it is a part of us. It is a part of our energy. It is part of our field. We receive it all. When we are born into that, the cellular memory includes it all, the good, the bad, the positive, the more tragic and the more traumatic sides of it. We're connected to it all. So a lot of times we might not even know we're connecting to illness through that. That's a huge thing here. Huge, huge. And the family system, like I said, is constantly trying to find balance. And there's so many blind mechanisms that come into place. One of them being that we get sick, for example, right? We get sick because there's something that's off and we're bringing awareness through that illness. Because that illness is asking us to come back to life. And it's somebody or something that wasn't recognized, that wasn't seen. And we have to look at it. Because if it's not looked at now, it will have to be looked at some point. We'll have to be healed at some point. So it's really important for us, especially if we're aware of all this and we understand how this works, to pay attention to what comes up, what shows up, especially in our body. And a lot of things can repeat, right? Like within our family system, like somebody, for example, somebody will connect with cancer. They'll have some kind of cancer. And it could be their own emotions, or like I said, a lot of times what I'm trying to bring to awareness today in this podcast episode is more about the ancestral or family system part of it. That cancer that's coming up in our body can be unresolved anger, rage, and exclusion from another family member that we might never have met, or maybe we did. But there's similar emotions in what we're feeling, because that cancer, for example, could be bringing up this rage and this anger in us, but we don't understand it. But it's something we know we need to heal. So by us looking at it, it will heal it for generations back, but also forward. It heals the past, present, and future. And it's always, like I said, the order and balance is so important. And we can think, oh, it's fine. It's all right. But obviously the system's telling us something. If there's illness, there's a symptom, we need to look at something. And the family system, I always like to look at it this way. It has its own energy and soul, and it stores its own information, like the cellular memory I was just talking about in our body. But the soul has its own information. You connect to it via the Akashic Records like you would any other soul. And we can do the same thing with the family system or a group or a business or whatever that is. And the system will always, like I said, look for balance and order. And if something is not right, it will always try to guide us to heal it or look at it. Something, it could be a secret. It could be something ignored. something that wasn't dealt with. Illness is a huge mechanism for healing. It is literally telling us, embrace life, heal this, move forward. But a lot of us won't see it that way, right? Because it's hard, and it might bring up emotions that have part of the healing included in it, like the anger, the resentment. It's a mirror. It's a mirror to something. It's a mirror. It's like a window, a door for us to start exploring something that we might have not even knew existed. And when I do like Akashic Record readings, I always connect with the energy around illness. A lot of people actually come to my readings and ask about their health. They ask about something that they're feeling in their body, some kind of chronic issues. And I will always get some kind of background information energetically or even of something that feels... So I'll ask a lot of questions in this sense to see if I can get some background. But the symptoms always usually something way bigger, especially when what I've found through chronic. Anything that's chronic, I would say look into it, ask about it, connect with it. Because sometimes that's an accumulation of something. And the fact that it's chronic is telling you that it could be something that's generations back. The reality here is what's in the past that wasn't like healed will repeat itself. And a lot of us, you know, I think a lot of us that listen to this podcast or are connected to spirituality feel that responsibility to heal things for our family, for our ancestors. And many of us are here to break those cycles and heal. Many of us feel it as like a responsibility. And then there are those that feel it as a burden. I would say if you do feel that as a burden, I would say really connect with that, because I think the fact that you might feel as a burden might be also telling you something. It might be a window for you to explore something in the past of your own too, because the fact you feel it as a burden is, it could be your own healing. It could have something to do with your own lessons, but I think more importantly is because it probably feels like it's something that's so heavy and deep that I would say try not to do that on your own. Find support. But all of this really is bringing us back to life, to really embrace life, to heal, so we can actually live fully, because illness or disease or the lack of health is really telling us that there's something that is holding us back from actually living fully. And it could be something that's been nagging at us for a while, like back pain or issues in your gut, like I was saying. Or it might be something that just feels like it's sparked from something or triggered from something that happened recently or fairly recently. But that doesn't mean that it hasn't been going on for a while. And I feel like it really is like us getting sick is a gift to fully heal something, to change the future for yourself and your entire family system, for your ancestors, for the people that come, that came before you and the people that are coming after you, be it that they're your family or they're your family's family. And the soul is, in one way or another, if it's coming up in your body, has chosen to deal with it and heal in this incarnation. So we have to trust that, right? I think that's something that a lot of us are like, oh, why is this happening? If we get into victim mode, like I say, we're not fully opening our hearts and embracing what we need to. And like I said, whatever we reject or we try to push away or not look at will continue. We know this. And when we go on this healing journey, be it because we're sick or we're not, obviously we're talking about illness and lack of health. For whatever reason that is that we embark on this healing journey, we are opening ourselves to truly live life and to see the possibilities. Because if we're in that energy of healing, then we're in that energy of actually embracing what we need to embrace. And there will always be things we work on. I think this is where a lot of people, I really challenge you to start looking at healing in a really different way. Because healing isn't one, like step one, step two, step three, okay, I'm done. No, we will continue to heal. I mean, we see this in my class, right? With all of my beautiful colleagues that are all on, everybody is on, and these are all people that are already helping others. They're either biodecoders, they're psychologists, they're therapists, they're coaches, people that are doing really deep work with others, and we're all healing. At some craziness. It's like, it's so beautiful how vulnerable people are in the system itself, of the class, of the group. But we all understand, I think that's something that we all share and we all have fully embraced, is that this will never end. It doesn't matter how much you think that it's going to end at some time. We're here to heal. We're here to keep working through things. Even our teacher, who has been doing this for years and years and years, she's still doing healing. And they talk about, like, this triggered me this week. And I realized, and I got triggered, and I went down the spiral, and then I went back and I realized, wait, this is showing me something. So this is where I think a lot of us, our ego get in the way of, like, well, this should be healed by now. This should be done. No. That's your brain telling you that. But if we continue in that energy, it will probably keep bringing up lessons for you to realize that it doesn't work that way. That yes, we can heal through layers of things, but we might have to look at it until we're done this incarnation, because there's always something to look at. And if it's not one thing, it's something else. And remember, we're not only healing for ourselves, we're healing for our ancestors for the future. So it's a lot deeper than just ourselves, right? And there's a really interesting concept that I keep kind of like looking into, and that I'm understanding myself because of my own experiences and where I see things with a client, is this blind love. I find this so intriguing. And I guess it does resonate with me, with my own family constellation story and all of my own experiences of how sometimes we can love our family so deeply that we will take on their pain and we will make ourselves sick, or we will go through such interesting and crazy things because we don't want them to be living in that pain alone, even though we have our own journey. And this is where we have to become aware of what we're taking on. And we will create disease and situations because of blind love. I love you so much that I will take on your suffering. I will take on your illness. I will take on your pain. That's how much I love you. We can see that genetically, where, for example, a grandfather has cancer, and then the son gets cancer, and then that son gets cancer. There could be a genetic side of it, but it could be more that I never fully grieved, or there's a pain. Maybe that grandfather got sick because he never grieved the loss of a family member or somebody else. And then generations go, it could skip generations, of course, but then all of a sudden the cancer isn't about it being genetic, although it could, obviously. But we're looking at, we need to see all aspects of it. Where's the energy around it? Where's the spirituality around it? And where is the physical and the more scientific part of it, right? And we'll make ourselves sick unconsciously. Unresolved grief for me comes up in so many aspects in readings, I mean, of how this can show up in really crazy ways for people. Even mental disease. And I think we always have to look at things through this lens of curiosity. And I say this over and over again on the podcast. And our body, you have to remember, our body's linked to our family system, to this unconscious energy. And it will speak to us via our body. Our body isn't just a body, it's an energy field. So we have to remember that if something's showing up, don't look at it in the 3D sense. Look at it in a deeper sense. Be curious. It's a mirror to something. So these physical symptoms in our body, our dreams, the people around us can be mirrors, synchronicities, things that show up. These are all telling us something. I'm also not saying, like, you know, like, just be curious, right? Don't take things for face value all the time. be curious. Be like, okay, this is showing up on my body. Like for me, when I got the hives, I was like, I know I'm actually not allergic to anything, but I know myself. So I went down the route of Western medicine and I got all the allergy tests the same way I did with my hip, right? I got an MRI, I did physio. I'm like, okay, none of this is working. It's because I know there's something deeper here. There's always something deeper. You know, some people can get chronic things, but it's because you're not going to the root of it. And any disorder in the family system will reflect in our body. I can guarantee you that. It can be your immediate family, the one you were born into. It could be ancestral, generational, generations back. Unresolved pain, emotions, trauma, it will show up in the body. I don't know I haven't actually myself read it because I'm reading so many other books, but I believe The Body Keeps a Score is like a good example of that. Like the body will hold on to trauma. Like think of it even in a more simplistic way. Think about stress. How stress can make us sick. Right? Stress can show up in our hair. Like I've known people that I've met, their hair was falling out. They weren't dealing with their emotions. They were stressing themselves out. And obviously that's a mechanism for something. But when we occupy ourselves with being busy and doing all this and we're actually not facing what we need to, that's a distraction, right? It's a mechanism. But our body will always show us something. Something will set it off a lot of times, right? Where something will happen. For me, it was finding out. It wasn't about my friend necessarily passing. It was more about all of the repression that was already happening. I understand that now in hindsight, right? Of all the years of repression, especially things that had been happening for years. And her passing only reflected that and gave it, it like upped it. It triggered it. It brought that up for me. But it was something I had to look at for a while and I wasn't. So it doesn't always mean it's something that's happening in the present. It could be something that we've had to deal with for a while. And something that might not even be ours. That's the crazy thing. But if it's showing up, it's because we're ready to deal with it. And we have to trust that. And need to understand that it's all about duality. It's healing it in the energetic sense and the physical sense. But also understanding that sometimes it's like bringing it back to the center, to alignment. It might be that something isn't necessarily completely off. It might be that there's just something we need to look at. And by fixing that and bringing awareness to something, that might not, like I said, it might not be yours. It can help completely change the energy and heal your body or put you on a more healing path, right? This is just literally an introduction to some of this. There's a lot more that we can talk about, of course, but I don't want to go too crazy today. But I find health or lack of health in the family constellation sense and the Akashic record sense so fascinating. And I love when people come with that question because I feel like they will always give you some kind of energetic response that you might not even be thinking. And I'm one of those people because I will always go into the more logical. Okay, this is coming up because this happened. Okay, how do I fix it? But I know that there's something deeper to look at. So look at both sides. How can I look at both? How can I heal both? And be more holistic about it, right? Mind, body, spirit, all of it. And always trying to bring it back to the family system because I think especially for women, the mother wound is so big. Today we did a... We're doing a lot of practice in small groups. And I spent over 3.5 hours. And it's so crazy how there's so many coincidences with the people you connect with. But they're not coincidences. We know that. And how the mother wound just comes up for everybody, for all these women. It's one of the biggest things that we deal with. One of the biggest things that we need to heal. And it's not that anybody tried to intentionally hurt us, but it's generations of things that we're looking at. It's our mother's mother, our great grandparents, our great 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 grandmother. It's fascinating. But I will do more on the mother wound at some point because I feel like it's so important, obviously for men as well. males and females for both, but for women specifically, wow, it's a big one. It's a big one. So I will do my best to do a couple, like do another part at least on this to go a little bit deeper, but I wanted to just bring awareness to this because I think it's so interesting, this aspect of healing for health. And any questions you have, feel free to DM me, send me a little email via my contact form. I always like receiving voice notes. I'll say that again here, via Instagram so we can connect. But open your mind up, get curious about what you're dealing with in your body and go a little deeper. Think outside the box and see what comes up. I'm going to sign off here, but I am so happy that we connected today. And I know we're going to do our predictions episode real soon, so I don't know when that'll be. I'm going to connect with Lou ASAP on that because there's a lot of things that are coming up. But I would love feedback. I'll try to do a little poll on social media this week. Maybe we'll do a couple polls so we can get tons of feedback, but email us otherwise or send us a DM on what you would like us to connect with on the predictions episode. So it'd be predictions for 2024. Because we would love to see what topics or specific areas that you're wanting more information on. It's one of our favorite episodes, so I'm excited to connect with it. Sending you all a big hug. Take care of yourselves. Get curious. And we will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you, thank you, thank you.